Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It seems to me crazy that a year and a half into this, I can still get on a plane to Boston or California and nobody's going to check me.
Because this is America. And in America, you're never finished as long as you've got a brain in your head.
Meanwhile. Ricola. California. No, Lee, and I apologize for coughing.
May I offer you a cough drop? You can get a sore throat. Take it. Take the cough drop.
I don't need any.
Take it for later.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your warm pocket.
You'll thank me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And that's the number to call if you'd like to join us here in this final hour. The polls in Boston are still open for almost another 2 hours, and in other municipality cities around the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, this is the preliminary elections for the city offices, such as city council, school board in many communities, and of course the mayor's office in, among other places, Boston. 844-500-4242. Looking around for the story about the alligator. I got it here somewhere. I'll find it. There's a lot of stories to get to here in this final hour. Here's one for you. This is from a couple of days ago. Kentucky's Republican legislature overrode the state's Democrat governor and repealed a statewide public school mask mandate. Good. That's good. The executive branch simply cannot ignore laws passed by duly elected representatives in the city and of the citizens of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, one federal judge wrote in response to a mask mandate that the Democrat governor, Andy Beshear, had imposed. So that's good news. I wish the other legislatures were more inclined to override some of these governors. And I know in North Carolina, for instance, they've tried to do it, but the Republican majority can't quite get the necessary 2/3 vote to override the Governor Roy Cooper's mask mandates. And of course, in Massachusetts, a lot of states, the legislature is just happy to keep getting paid and not do anything and let Charlie Parker take all the heat. And it's really disgraceful that the legislature has been letting him get away with this this nonsense with these masks all this time. 844-500-4242. Here's the alligator story. We told you last week there was an alligator in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The guy went outside. There was a lot of flooding, and so the wife heard heard a lot of screaming in this shed, and then they went outside, and this guy had disappeared. This 71-year-old Louisiana man. Human remains have been found inside a 12-foot-long alligator that was killed yesterday after it was believed to have attacked a 71-year-old Louisiana man in Hurricane Ida, also known as Aiden, also known as Ada, floodwaters. The St. Tammany Parish Coroner's Office was working with investigators to determine if the remains were those of Timothy Satterley, who's been missing since August 30th. You know how much the beast weighed? 504 pounds. 504 pounds. They call that startling. I'm startled. The alligator had torn off Satterley's arm inside his shed, which was under several feet of water during the storm surge near Lake Pontchartrain. Once the alligator was killed and searched, it was discovered to have what remains to what appears to be human remains inside his stomach. The sheriff of St. Tammany Parish said in a statement, "This is a horrible tragedy, and my sincere condolences and sympathy goes to the Satterley family. I know that today's finding do not bring their loved one back, but hopefully this can bring them some sort of closure," Smith added. Yikes. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Howie. I was just wondering if you could refresh us on the Uranium One deal. A lot of people don't have much of a memory nowadays, so maybe you could elaborate on that for us.
That was the one with Hillary Clinton having to sign off? I can give you the basics of it. There was a Russian a group of Russian companies, I think, or maybe one that wanted to buy some uranium to increase the amount of uranium that Russia had, because I guess they were running short of it, or they didn't have enough natural deposits. So they tried to buy this company called Uranium One in Wyoming. And I believe that altogether, this Uranium One controlled about 20% of the U.S. Supply of uranium, which, of course, you need for weapons and for nuclear power plants and many other things. And so because it was a strategic sale, The government had to sign off on it. And so a number of different agencies, including the Secretary of State, the Department of State, which at the time Hillary Clinton was the secretary of, they had to sign off on it, and she eagerly signed off on it. And after she signed off on it, the Russians now had control of 20% of the U.S. uranium supply. And all of a sudden, the Russian various factions and oligarchs began contributing tens of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, which spent most of its money on private jets for Bill, you know, when he couldn't hook up with Jeffrey Epstein to take him down to Lolita Island in the Caribbean. And they also, in addition to the money that was funneled sort of indirectly to the Clintons through the Clinton Foundation, a Russian bank decided to pay Bill Clinton, I believe, $1 million for making two speeches before banks in Moscow. $1 million for two speeches. So he got $500,000 a speech. I would argue that a speech is tougher to do than a Hunter Biden painting, but it's basically the same rate. And, you know, Hunter Biden is also the guy who, continuing the tradition of Russian payoffs to Democrats, corrupt Democrats, Hunter Biden is also the guy who got a $3.5 million payment from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who was very close to Vladimir Putin. So, you tell me, who's the one that was colluding with the Russians? And, of course, Hillary Clinton accused Donald Trump through her surrogates at the Fusion GPS and the Democrat National Committee and every Democrat and every media, right? But I repeat myself, she is the one who benefited most handsomely from dealing with the Russians. She and her husband, they got, again, tens of millions of dollars from the Russians for handing over 20% of the U.S. uranium supply to the Russians. And nobody ever says boo about it, do they? Thanks for reminding me of that, Adam. 844-500-4242. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you, I'm really at a loss for words. I think we're in dangerous, uncharted waters from a military standpoint in the United States. I can't read. The last time I remember a president being sworn at by crowds of people was when they were uprising against a dictator before they got slaughtered.
Well, I don't know if we're at that point, Steve, but the fact is that this is pretty amazing that the people have began chanting this bleep Joe Biden, bleep Joe Biden. And I'm like John Heinderacker. You know, normally I don't go along with just randomly swearing. I don't have any problem with the FCC seven word rule or whatever it is. That you can't, there's certain words you can't say on the public airways. But in this case, the the Democrats have so cheapened public discourse that for them to complain now that that their hero Dementia Joe is being treated rudely by the plebeians, the great unwashed. I mean, I just doesn't bother me in the least. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, as the old cliche goes. Thanks for the call, Steve. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. The Howie Carr Show.
This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Gavin Newsom survive the recall?
I fear he will, so the answer is yes.
Holding steady at 69%.
Okay. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he goes down in flames. I would love it if Donald Trump became governor of California. And that's what Biden said. Donald, if Newsom loses, Donald Trump becomes governor of California. I didn't know he even had an official legal domicile in California. I know he has a place. You know, New York, New Jersey, Florida's his technical legal residence now, but maybe he could become governor nonetheless. 844-500-4242. Did you hear what Tulsi Gabbard got into a lot of trouble? Remember her? She was a good congresswoman, as it turned out.
I spend many nights remembering Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi did a great thing, though, right on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. She tweeted out, "Let us never forget that it was the Islamist ideology which inspired the terrorist attacks and declaration of war against America on 9/11. And it is this Islamist foundation that continues to fuel terrorist attacks around the world and is the foundation for so-called Islamic countries like Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, and Saudi Arabia's discriminatory policies against Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, etc." You can imagine how that went over with the blue checkmark crowd. They want a drummer. They want a drummer out, not only of the Democrat Party, but out of the human race. "My ideology is inspiring me to report this hateful tweet." Another tweet. "Tulsi wants a show on Fox." Oh, God. What else? Shocked, I tell you, shocked. And she's the one who took out Hillary Clinton in a now legendary series of tweets calling her the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democrat Party for so long. Tell us how you really feel about it, Tulsi. 844-500-4242. new sex assault reports at St. Paul's School, according to the, oh my God, I say it ain't so. The alma mater of John Kerry and Robert Mueller?
I'm shocked, shocked.
Where Gary Studs of Massachusetts turned the page fame, was a teacher, and used to have naked meetings with his dorm, naked all-boy dorm meetings. Yikes, this is shocking news. I must read up on this. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hi, Howie. I've got a very interesting email and article today, and I was surprised because I didn't know this, but it was about how Joe Biden will always be in office. If he gets impeached, if he resigns, even if he dies, the Democrats would probably, you know, put him someplace and lie about it. Because if Kamala Harris becomes vice president,
or president,
they don't, becomes president.
They lose the tie-breaking vote in the Senate.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They don't replace the vice president. Now, I was thinking that the reason why they, you know, really didn't want, or the reason why they put Kamala Harris in there is because nobody wants her to be president, so nobody would impeach Biden. But actually, they would lose the tiebreaker. Anyway,
right. They would have to. I think the new president, which would be Kamala Harris, would have a chance to appoint the new vice president. But I think it has to be approved by Congress, and I'm not sure. I think it's both branches of Congress would have to vote for it. There was an amendment passed, I think, after Kennedy was killed, to the Constitution. But it would be a real mess. They would lose the tiebreaker, and they would, believe it or not, they'd also like to wait until Biden has been in for more than 2 years, so that way, theoretically, she could run for two full terms. But I can't imagine her being elected to one term, let alone two terms. I mean, it's a pretty scary thought. I mean, she's just not, she's as dim as Joe Biden, and she doesn't have the same excuses he has. Thanks for the call, Lee. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I just want you to cue the violins because I'm an absolute sap who's paying $70,000 to have my kid at a remote school due to COVID cases with mandatory vaccines. Thank you.
Why are you doing this, Linda?
Howie, I went on SNE, Southern New Hampshire University, 135,000 online students. I guarantee you they're not paying $70,000 like I am.
Sucker. I'm sure. I mean, what about Amherst College, Linda? The rate for everything at Amherst is $77,000 a year. They don't even let the kids eat in the cafeteria. They have to eat in their own rooms. It's like being in solitary confinement in prison. I mean, even the prisoners get to eat in the mess hall, right? And they get to chat it up with their friends. And I don't even think they get to go out in the yard and, you know, play bocce or something like you do in a cell block at a penitentiary. What the hell's going on, Linda? Why do you pay $77,000 to go to prison for a year?
I don't know. We got an email today from the dean saying, thank you so much for all the emails we've gotten from parents thanking us for keeping their children safe. I had a call with Dr. Fauci today.
Oh.
Connecticut has the highest vaccination rate in the country. It's a scam. It's a farce.
It is. Linda, do you ever ask them, why are you so concerned when the death rate among people in the age group that my son is in is vanishingly small? Does anyone ever ask the dean that?
Well, there's a professor. What about the professor who has a two-year-old who can't get vaccinated? What about them?
Well, and the death rate for two-year-olds is even more vanishingly small than the death rate for 19-year-old college sophomores, right?
Correct. And a mandatory, mandated vaccine for every kid. And today they said, please remind your students to remove masks, drink their liquid, and then put the mask back up.
Eat your peas, too. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 860, the people who handle every piece of mail in the U.S. aren't required to get vaccinated. I think that was a mistake by the Washington Post. I think they've corrected it since then. And it's, you know, a lot of people haven't caught up with the news, but I think there is going to be a requirement, allegedly anyway. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. Howie, I share your pessimism about Newsom. I think he's going to survive. And I could tell you and the audience right now that the media, the mainstream media, is going to play this as a huge, huge win for Joe Biden, even though the state is the bluest of the blue state.
No, they will. I mean, anything to change the subject, right, from Afghanistan, Joe, right? I mean, they that's why he last week it was COVID-19, and that didn't go over too well. Went over like the proverbial lead balloon. So this week it's climate change. But you're right. I think if Newsom prevails, they'll say, the oligarchy has won. This guy's somehow related to Nancy Pelosi. He's a California royalty surfer boy, I love the way they call it. The Wall Street Journal yesterday was calling him a businessman, a business. He inherited a bunch of money. You know, he's like one of those guys who used to, one of those old Yankees who used to come down on the train from the North Shore every day, get off at the North Station and come down to 73 Tremont Street. They all had these offices, Wigglesworth Cronenshield IV, trustee. That's what he is. He's not a businessman. Jeez. Thanks for the call, Joe. 844-500-4242. So we got some Biden cuts to play here. This is some of the cuts that he just, this, he was in Golden, Colorado. He called it Denver, Colorado. It's close enough.
He was at a wind and solar farm.
I didn't think he was at the Coors Brewery. I know they're not as conservative as they used to be, but I didn't think the Coors family would have.
You didn't think he was at a pot shop?
He could have been at a pot shop. I mean, or he could.
That's Kamala's.
That would be Hunter. That would be Hunter.
Hunter's onto the harder stuff.
He is, but any port in the storm, as they say. He'd go for some weed.
Any port in the Hurricane Ada.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I want to play. There's a Senator Hickenlooper. Senator Hickenlooper. I know he's a very obscure senator, but I know his name.
Wasn't that obscure? Didn't he run for president?
Did he? Oh yeah, he was the governor, and he was also the mayor of Denver, I believe. So he owned a brew pub. So Hunter probably knows him.
He shared the stage with Biden for at least one debate.
So, but that doesn't mean Biden knows his name. Cut 50.
Senator Bennett and Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper. I like that for some reason. 844-500-4242. Okay, so here he is talking about solar energy. Cut 59.
Already the price of solar generation in this country has dropped 80%.
The place or the plice? What did he say? Let's hear that one again.
Already the price of solar generation.
The plice.
Could also be the plights.
The plights. The plights. We need this to fight climate change, right? Climate change. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Cut 60.
So to accelerate that process, we need to invest and innovate.
Accelerate. That's like escalating it in an excellent way. He's combined. He's mashed up two words. What do they call it? A syllogism? He's combined two words. Only these are words that one is a noun, one is an adjective, and the other one is a verb, and he's combined them into one word.
I think we settled on neologisms.
Neologisms. That's it. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
I'll add accelerate and apoplectic. Which is a combination of apocalypse and apoplectic.
Yes, it is. I want to hear accelerate again. I haven't heard that, but that's the first time. Go ahead, play it.
So to accelerate that process, we need to invest and innovate.
Accelerate. You know, it's hard to remember the name of sitting members of the U.S. Senate. Just ask Senator Hickenlooper. And it's also really difficult to remember the name of the last administration, Cut 57.
When I rejoined the Paris Climate Accord after we had been pulled out of it, the goal set when our last administration, the Obama-Biden administration.
You got it right, though, today, the Paris Climate Accord. Yesterday, it was the Climate Paris, the Paris Climate Accord.
Last administration, the Obama-Biden administration.
He said Obama.
Let me hear it again.
Last administration, the Obama-Biden administration.
Yeah, he did. The Obama-Biden.
Is that a new drink you can get? The Obama-Ohama? Is that anything like a Bahama Mama?
I'd like a Ohama sandwich with mayo and mustard, please, on rye. Okay. It's all he had a few more cough drops today, but he did throw in a couple of coughs. Cut 53.
$99 billion. $99 billion. Extreme weather cost last year.
$99 billion. He's a very busy man, and it's very difficult for him to be in two places at once. Cut 49.
Well, I couldn't be here. I wanted to mention that.
The VIPs, are you liking this stuff? We do this every day, you know, every day. Let's say again, these are ones, they go by so fast. It's hard to, you got to hear them twice. Cut 49 again.
Well, I couldn't be here. I wanted to mention that.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going.
Cut 64.
The Civilian Climate Corps would make an enormous difference by cleaning away combustible underbrush, enable fires to spread, by planting trees to fight climate change.
What the bleep was that all about? Did he say underarms or underwear or just under? He just said under.
The Civilian Climate Corps would make an enormous difference by cleaning away combustible underbrush, enable fires to spread, by planting trees to fight climate change.
Combustible under.
Trees to fight climate change.
It wouldn't be a climate change panic porn piece without mentioning the doomsday clock. Sometimes it's 12 years, sometimes 11, sometimes 7. Joe, how many years have we got left? Cut 58.
We don't have a lot of time. We don't have much more than 10 years. For real.
You know what? You know what for real means when he says it? It means this is total BS.
We got to get real about what's going on. I really mean it. Think about it.
Think about it. I'm thinking about it. Okay, remember he said we have to get to net zero emissions by 2020. So again, as I said yesterday, thank you, President Trump. Said we're already there. But now today he goes back to net zero. He gets it the number right. Cut 56.
To achieve 50 to 52% reduction in greenhouse emissions by 2030. And for us to reach that net zero emissions in the economy, all economy-wide, across the board, by 2050.
Yeah, that's really happening. That's really happening. Cut 51.
More people killed in New York with flooding 20 inches of rain and what's happened up there, then were killed when 178-mile-an-hour winds hit Louisiana.
You may recall that. That's when the bridges were overflown. The bridges I just went through were overflown in New Jersey because the rivers were higher than the bridges, which you might have thought that would make it really difficult for anything other than a submarine to get across the bridge.
You know, and the IBW is the one of the outfits that, as they say in Claymont, Delaware, that brung me to the dance. And they're the best in the world.
The IBW. Most people call him the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He just calls him the IBW. He sometimes forgets these letters, like the HHS became the HEW, which it was 40 years ago, only he forgot the W. Or the CDC becomes the CDF, which isn't even a letter. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I wanted to say that I just went to visit Elizabeth Warren on Sunday at the Forbes Library in Northampton, Massachusetts, and the whole time all she did was lie. I screamed until I lost my voice. You're a liar. They wouldn't even show it on the news.
Now she's demanding that that Amazon not sell Alex Berenson's pamphlets. He's the New York Times reporter, a former New York Times reporter, now writes mysteries. He's a very smart guy, and he's done a lot of studying on the COVID issue. He's got, you could read him on Substack. And so, of course, being an extinguished professor of law at Harvard Law School, which she got because she falsely claimed to be a Native American, she wants Amazon to stop selling his book. It's just amazing, these people. They are, as John Heinderacker said, you scratch a liberal these days and you got a fascist. They all want to do away with free speech. They want to restrict your movements if you won't do what they tell you to do, even though there's no reason to do what they tell you to do. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. Faced with a new schedule and school year, the last thing I want to do is run to the store again and deal with Karens and one-way aisles and social distancing if it comes to that. But I don't want to spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner, even if it doesn't come to that. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what really matters. HelloFresh delivers to your front door everything you need for a week. If you have a choice of up to 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. Did you get your delivery today, Taylor?
Oh, we usually get our deliveries on Mondays, so you're a day behind me. But I did have the sweet chili pork tenderloin that was left over from last week. It was incredible. Very, very good. And it had a nice vegetable medley. Their pairings, they make very good pairings. Whatever side dishes that they have with the main course, they pair it together very well. So it was a nice veggie medley with some peanuts as well. Yeah. It's great.
Here in the Boston area, as Taylor said, we get it on Tuesday, and Patrice gets her deliveries on Tuesday. The HelloFresh extras are terrific too, she said. This is an email from her. I order the steam in the bag baby potatoes, little avocados, chocolate lava cakes, and their cold-pressed coffee all the time. I definitely go to the supermarket less thanks to HelloFresh. It's not just about avoiding Karens. HelloFresh is just so easy. It's a treat getting this great food delivered right to our door every week. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me, Patrice, Taylor to actually enjoy our meals. Dinner's just the beginning. You can also get grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to your order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than at the grocery stores. And the Family Fresh menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. No complaining, in other words, from the little munchkins. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their free produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
We gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going.
Well, I couldn't be here.
I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
Hi, I'm Jill Biden. You know, he's identifying himself as Jill Biden, and he said the other day, did they want to box Biden? I'd love that. I don't understand any of these things that he says. I mean, I understand what the problem is, I think, but I can't make heads or tails of what the hell he's talking about. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show.
My mind's going blank now.
It is. It is going blank, Joe.
Biden's losing it.
He is. Yes, Biden is losing it. 844.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
Oh, God. Rand Paul asked the obvious question is, how come no one's been fired, other than that lieutenant colonel who said, basically that asked the same question, how come no one's been fired? He got fired. Cut 7 from Senator Rand Paul.
Anybody can argue, and you may have a point, that it happened more quickly than we thought it was going to happen. Okay, that's an honest mistake. Still a huge mistake. And when people make judgments, mistakes in the military, they ought to be relieved of their post. But leaving Bagram Air Force Base, I think, is an unforgivable sort of mistake. It's going to be remembered in history. But if you do nothing about it, you leave all these people in place and say, oh, well, we all agreed. It's like, then maybe everybody needs to go. I mean, but really, it was a terrible mistake.
Everybody needs to go. As Mike Dukakis used to say, the fish rots from the head. So this is Blinken talking about what they expected the Taliban to do. I mean, this is almost enough to make you cry or laugh, but it's just so pathetic. Cut 12.
We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on its commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people, including women, girls, and minorities, to name a broadly representative permanent government, to forswear reprisals. The legitimacy and support the Taliban seeks from the international community will depend on its conduct.
Does he really seriously think they give a flying bleep at a rolling donut about the international community? And I love it, too. We expect Taliban to ensure freedom of travel. They have their minions, their coat holders on CNN and MSNBC saying, if you don't get a vaccination, we're not going to let you travel. And this Chinese-born woman, Liana Nguyen, says you shouldn't be allowed to leave your house. But they expect the Taliban to agree to rules that they don't particularly believe in, even though they're in the United States of America. Here's Ron Johnson, from Senator from Wisconsin, cut 19.
Mr. Secretary, if I were just to read your testimony, not having watched any news, I would literally think this was a smashing success. But I do read the news, as most Americans do, and we realize this was a complete debacle. And I think what concerns me the most, among many things, is that detachment from reality.
Again, the fish rots from the head. Just ask Senator Hickenlooper. I'm Howie Carr.